The band plays and the singer sways as she sings, belting out familiar tunes, bluesy, jazzy, classic songs that perfectly fit the languor of the midsummer evening. People are scattered across the lawn, some tucking into the food they've brought along. Others sit in semicircles of lawn chairs facing the band. Two little girls dance, spinning and moving their arms to the music. Caught up in the pleasure of the moment, I lean back on my elbows, my fingers playing with the feathery blades of cool green grass. I tip my head back and close my eyes. The heat of the day is fading, and just a trace of a cool breeze blows, lifting my hair from my neck. It is, in every way, the perfect summer day. As the band plays on, I reach into the picnic basket beside me, pulling out a peach, and I take a bite. It is soft, ripe, and delicious. As I eat, I look around, and it occurs to me that we are all there celebrating a beloved summer tradition that has gathered entire communities for generations. We are at a summer concert in the park. The evening's entertainment costs nothing to enjoy. All we had to do was show up. And this is just one concert in a season filled with open-air music. There have been and will be more before school starts again, signaling the end of summer break. One of the graces of living in this part of the country is an accommodating climate that encourages us to go outside and play. In the winter, we conquer the snow. In the summer, we luxuriate in days of abundant sunshine and refreshingly cool nights. We make the annual pilgrimage to the orchards to pick cherries and other fruits. We flock to the lakes to beat the heat with cool water. Or, closer to home, we reclaim our neighborhood parks, spending days watching the children swim in the pool or run across the grass just for the sheer pleasure of it. And sometimes, as people are bound to do, we make the fine weather an excuse for a party and music fills the air. It all starts as soon as school is out with live music at the little cafe at Manitou Park and ends with the Spokane Symphony's free Labor Day concerts. Across the city there are more, jazz at Coeur d'Alene Park and Brown's Addition, pop at Audubon Park. In great numbers we gather to listen and enjoy. But tonight, the music ends and the band is packing up to go. People are drifting away, the sun has set and the long twilight has begun, and a band of violet sky hangs over the tops of the tall pine trees. We fold the quilt, pack up the remains of the picnic, and make our way home. As we walk, hand in hand, I realize I'm humming an old song, one of the pieces the band played as I'd lounged on the grass, enjoying all the pleasures of a fine summer's day in the park.
First you say you do, and then you don't, and then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you want to play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you've got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? If you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now,